This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the UN's World Food Program warned Wednesday there could be, quote, unprecedented famine of biblical proportions in dozens of countries without further action to address food shortages. WFP Chief David Beasley said world leaders had stepped up last year with funds to help those already struggling when the coronavirus pandemic hit, but must now do so again. He says there was thought that COVID would be in our rearview mirror by the end of 2020, only to see it recycled with Delta and other variants taking place. The program won the Nobel Peace Prize last year for its work, and this year it is appealing for $6 billion to help 41 million people, it says, on the edge of famine in 43 countries. It says famine-like conditions already exist in Ethiopia, Madagascar, South Sudan, and Yemen, while Nigeria and Burkina Faso are of particular concern. Aid agencies say food shortages driven by conflict, climate change, and economic shocks have been exacerbated by the coronavirus pandemic. Myanmar's government began releasing about 2,300 prisoners on Wednesday, including activists who were detained for protesting against the military seizure of power in February and journalists who reported on the protests, according to officials. But it appears not all activists and journalists were freed. Myanmar's deputy information minister earlier said the released detainees were, quote, those who took part in the violence, who did not commit crimes and did not lead the riots. A monitoring group claims more than 5,000 people were under detention in connection with the protests against the military seizure of power. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lebanon's parliament on Wednesday approved cash payments for poor families to cost $556 million a year, planned as a step that would allow curbing of a $6 billion subsidy program for basic goods. Every family eligible for the program would receive around $93 a month, according to a source close to the government. Lebanon is battling a deep financial crisis dubbed by the World Bank as one of the worst depressions of modern history. The government introduced a subsidy program last year to finance the import of basic goods such as wheat, fuel, and medicine. But shortages of essential items such as medicine and fuel have worsened in the past month as the central bank ran short of funds to finance the program. The central bank has now asked the government to provide it with the correct legal permission to dip into its mandatory reserves, an indication that it's run out of foreign reserves. Mandatory reserves are hard currency deposits parked by local lenders at the central bank and represent a percentage of customer deposits that are usually not drawn upon other than in exceptional circumstances. Northern Ireland's High Court on Wednesday rejected a challenge by the region's largest pro-British parties to part of Britain's divorce deal with the European Union, saying the Northern Ireland protocol was consistent with British and EU law. The court said Britain's EU withdrawal agreement, which effectively left Northern Ireland in the bloc's trading orbit, overrode earlier precedents. The protocol, which is designed to protect the European Union's single market without creating a land border on the island of Ireland, has caused significant disruption to trade since it came into force at the start of the year. The judge rejected all five main arguments made by the parties based on both British and European Union law, saying none justified the judicial review of the protocol requested. EU ambassadors agreed Wednesday to prolong wide-ranging economic sanctions imposed on Russia in 2014 for the annexation of Crimea and fueling the conflict in Ukraine, diplomats said. The latest six-month extension to the end of January, set to be formally signed next month, comes as Brussels says ties with Moscow remain at their lowest point. The sanctions slapped on Russia in the wake of the downing of the Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 target the country's key banking, energy, and defense sectors. The measures remain in place while a long-stalled peace plan for East Ukraine agreed between Moscow, Kiev, Berlin, and Paris in 2015 fails to make any progress. EU leaders rebuffed a push by Germany and France last week to restart meetings with President Vladimir Putin, frozen since 2014, arguing it would reward the Kremlin before it changed course. They instead ordered their foreign policy chief to present options for more sanctions. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.